Now, from CBS News, this Net Alert special report.
This is Reed Collins, CBS News, New York. We're updating you on the condition of His Holiness Pope John Paul II, who was shot twice today in St. Peter's Square as he was about to hold his weekly Wednesday audience. The pontiff was taken to a hospital where an operation was successful in that it removed two bullets from his lower abdomen. The Vatican Communications Office tells us his condition now, post-operative, is considered serious but not grave. It adds that a small portion of the intestine had to be removed during the surgery. The Pope's condition, we repeat, having been shot twice today, is now described as serious but not grave. The Pope was in St. Peter's Square, not far from the Vatican Post Office, when he had exchanged his regular car for an open Jeep in which he normally rides around the square to give his blessing to the several thousand people who traditionally gather there for that purpose. The Vatican says the Pope was shot by a man it describes as a foreigner, a non-Italian. Another report on the radio in Italian described this man as of Turkish origin. It says it knows that because police sources are quoted as saying that the man spoke to them in French when they took him in custody and that he told them that he was a Turk. However, the man apparently had no identification papers on his person when he was arrested. The man was seized by panicked bystanders. Police sources say another man has been arrested in concert with the assailant and that a third man is being sought. Additionally, it's reported by our colleague Winston Burdett, who is stationed in Rome in retirement there now, that two women, both Americans, were wounded in the fusillade of shots, one of them not seriously hurt, a bullet wound in the arm. The other woman, however, said to be 60 years of age, her name and address not given, is said to be in critical condition from her wound. We know no more of her. What we do know is that the Pope was operated on for the removal of two bullets, both of which were successfully removed. It was said by the hospital and by the Vatican that no vital organ was struck. It was also added, however, that a portion of the intestine was excised or removed during the course of the operation, and that the Pope's condition is now serious but is not considered to be life-threatened or grave. The incident took place on a warm and sunny day in Rome. There were several hundred people gathered. The Pope normally travels about the circular square, embraced as it is in Bernini's famed columns, around the obelisk that was taken from Egypt centuries ago and finally was placed there as sort of a victory symbol of Christianity over paganism. He had blessed the crowds, and he was preparing for the weekly audience when bullets rang out. He was struck twice in the lower abdomen, the bullets entering through the side. He collapsed into the arms of his papal secretary, who was with him in the car, and then he was sped to a nearby hospital, where he entered surgery shortly after being received there. The surgery apparently took less than an hour because we had word of the success of the operation within the hour that we're told that he entered the operating room. The course of convalescence, of course, is only speculative at this time. His condition is serious, as it would be during an operation of that nature. The Vatican Communication Office tells us additionally that he was given a blood transfusion, which is normal course of events for an operation of that kind. President Reagan, we recall, went through the same procedure March the 30th during the attempted assassination upon his life. The president was told of the pontiff's tragedy today, and he's quoted as having said, "I'll pray for him." World leaders, of course, are expressing the usual outbursts of shock and dismay over an event of this nature. A world leader, as the Pope is, a spiritual leader, as he is, having been struck down by bullets in the very shadow of the chair of St. Peter's. We don't know anything about the identification of the assailant except for the police source report that he identified himself speaking in French as a Turk. It is also said that he's believed to have been a student from a foreign school which is located in Perugia, north of Rome. The identity of another man arrested with him is not known either, nor his nationality, nor his motive, nor is the identity of a third person who is said to be sought by Rome police now in conjunction with this alleged crime. We don't know the identity of a woman who is also said to be in critical condition, having taken one of those stray bullets, we are told, in the head. She is said to be, by Italian sources, an American. Another woman was slightly wounded in the crowd, in the panic. She is said also to be a woman from Buffalo, New York, but she received only a slight wound of the arm. The motive for the attack, which happened in the late afternoon Rome time, is, of course, not explained either. The Rome police have two men, they say, in custody, one of whom they are certain was the man who wielded a pistol. The character of the pistol, the caliber of it, we don't know either, nor has that been announced, if it is known by anyone in the confusion of the scene itself. But to sum up, the Pope was wounded twice by gunfire today as he was about to conduct his weekly audience in St. Peter's Square. He fell back into the arms of his associates and helpers. He was in a white Jeep at the time, was rushed to a hospital where an operation successfully was performed to remove two bullets from the lower abdomen. Part of an intestine had to be removed or excised during the surgery. No vital organs were struck or injured. The pontiff's post-operative condition is described to us by the Vatican Communications Office as serious, as naturally it would be, but not grave. People have been in the square. They have responded to the exhortations of priests and the loudspeakers in St. Peter's Square to pray for the recovery of the pontiff. And the pontiff apparently is recovering satisfactorily in a hospital now. That's all we know. The essence of it, of course, the terribleness of it, is quite simple. That someone, a man, shot the Pope today, wounded him, didn't kill him, and apparently the robust 60-year-old pontiff is now in recovery. This is Reed Collins, CBS News.